Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We have been telling you all morning that we would have our Poet Laureate, National Treasure, just an all-around blessing to the family. Dr. Maya Angelou is here with us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Yes.
Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning, darling. I'm doing the same thing. I'm applauding myself for being on your show.
It is so good to hear your voice. I am so glad that you are with us this morning.
Me too. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm proud of your colleague and what he does. I know the quality of your life and the quality of your art, and so he must be fantastic.
Oh, he absolutely is. We're so grateful that you called us. With words of wisdom that you have given us for so many years, you have been very passionate about our liberties and our rights. We just want you to encourage our listeners, just by way of you being you this morning. Tell them what's on your heart.
My heart is happy. I have been blessed by being a member of a great nation.
Yes.
I'm an American.
Yes.
And I'm an African American. And I'm a Black American.
Yes.
And I'm 6 foot tall.
Amen.
So you see, my blessings have been many. And I'm a woman. And I'm a mother. And a grandma. And a great grandma. So you can see, I mean, I can't help smiling.
Yes.
And then I have a chance to vote for somebody I respect and appreciate. And even love, the president of my country. I'm so happy to have gotten in my vote. And I've been walking around with my chest poked out like a young partridge. And I'm encouraging everyone. Voting is a great equalizer. You can be fat or thin or pretty or plain, white or black. You can be rich or poor. Every vote has the same power.
Yes.
I always like balance. And I know you, Miss Adams, for your music, for your ear. I know you're in perfect balance. Your ear is so good. I just know that when you live a life of balance, you have a chance for more peace. I'm proud of voting for President Obama because it's the right thing to do. I just look at what he's been able to achieve, even when the larger part of who should be his constituents and fellow colleagues have dug their heels in the ground when he was elected and said he will not get my support. So you, if you remember that during the problems with the auto industry, it was so hard for him to get any support. But when he finally just persevered and pushed on through, well, look and see. The auto industry is back up. Some new jobs have been created and some old jobs retrieved. Look at now, young men and women are coming home from those dangerous places in the world where they've been sent to support and defend our country and our way of life. So I'm so proud of that and proud of the balance. And I encourage my fellow Americans, all of us, to get up off that sofa. Get out of that bed. A continuance of retrievement, of restoring, of restoration, And I know you don't really have to be told that he knows that the middle class security is the only way we will have security and has been supporting that all the while.
Dr. Maya Angelou, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, just talked about the power of the moment. And you've seen America, you've seen the changes we've gone through. And speak just to the young person who doesn't really understand of how far America has come and the right that we have seen with an African-American as President of the United States.
Well, before President Obama came in and before Mr. Clinton, President Clinton came in, long time ago when it was against the law for any black person to vote, I was growing up with my grandmother and her other child, my father's brother, in Arkansas, and my uncle was crippled. They would walk down to the one square block of town and try to vote, and they would be asked, tell me how many angels can dance on the head of a pin.
Wow.
If not that, then tell me how many bubbles can you count in a bar of soap. If you can't answer those questions, you're not qualified to vote. So my grandmother and my Uncle Willie would turn around while all those people on the porch of the voting place would laugh, and they would walk back across town and back to where we lived. Imagine that. But imagine it happening thousands of times. People risk their lives, ended their lives on the long end and the wrong end of a noose. because they tried to vote.
Right.
And now there are some people who say, I don't know. It's not my business. It is your business.
Yes, it is.
This is your business.
We're so grateful that Dr. Maya Angelou could join us today. We are so in love with you. We thank you for all of your hard work, for your diligence throughout the years, for making us so proud to be African Americans in this wonderful place we call the USA.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, and I love you dearly.
Love you, too.
I have your records. I love you, and I'm grateful for you. When I see you on Bobby Jones or on anything,
yes.
I turn the music up way loud so everybody in the house can hear it. That's all right. Okay. Let's be celebrating tomorrow.
Yes we will.
Okay, God bless.
God bless you so much.
What an awesome woman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
but isn't it wonderful that the last words that you hear from someone is, I love you?
Yeah. Yeah. And to know that she's just genuine. I'm looking online, listening to all of the testimonies. And you talk about a life that influenced people and a well-balanced life. As she talked about, not only socially, economically, not only in her relationship to God, but her relationship to man. You see the balance in her life.
And the great thing is, she's always lived in balance.
Yeah.
She's never been so holy that you couldn't get to her.
Yeah.
She's never been so worldly that you looked at her and said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
No, she's always had this great balance because people in the church, outside the church, people of all religions, all races, they absolutely adored her.
Yeah.
And she was the kind of person that she commanded a room without even commanding the room.
Yeah.
And I said this on the interview I did yesterday. A lot of times when you saw her, she was not talking about herself.
No.
She wanted to know about you.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah. Because I like, even in our interview with her, you know, it's the first time I've seen her for years. But the first time interviewing her. And even in that, she found a way to say, I know if he's with you, he's got to be a good guy.
Right.
That's her.
Right.
She loves to encourage people and to build you up. Like you said, take the focus off of her.
Yes.
This is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's deal with it. So,
and always an encourager.
Yes, Lord. I love
always
that.
An encourager. Like I love that.
She said, try to be a rainbow in somebody's cloud.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do today. We might have to do that interview again.